People. Purpose. Patience. Have to excuse all this wind. The weather's changing on me. It's getting a little cooler out here. But you know one thing that never dies inside people like us? That fire never goes away. That ambition, that belief, that determination, that discipline, it never goes anywhere. That part of us never changes. That part of us never fades. It's not a season, so to speak. Not a season, so to speak. We're gonna be as ferocious about life. Whenever. I still have those same ambitions and wants that I had when I was younger. I still have those same some would call them crazy ideas that I could change the world, you know? And in some cases, I achieved that probably in one or two people, maybe, just by staying consistent with who I am and being consistent with certain people. You know, especially with what I do, I don't really consider it to be just working at a grocery store or just managing a grocery store or whatever that means to certain people. It's like I know I mean something. Good morning. It's like I know I mean something with who I am and how I am. You know, certain days I feel I have no effect, and that may be because I have no effect on myself during that time. Because of certain things I may be thinking about, certain things that may be happening, and I lose a little bit of that fire. But the people in my life, even if it's people that I don't see on an everyday basis, that's not my family, you know, if it's people that I just come across at work, if I show a slight difference in my everyday or how I am every day, it immediately picks up. Everybody sees it. Everybody says something. Like, hey, you're not right if you're not smiling, upbeat, or picking somebody up or tackling somebody or whatever the case may be. So something's off with you. And it's at those moments where I was like, oh damn, I do have to snap back into this. I do have to take a second, reassess all of this, and get back to the person that knows that whatever you're going through, it's happening for a reason. You just gotta learn from it. And then pow, I'm right back. It just seems as I take these walks, so to speak, not just physical, but mental, emotional as well. As I take these walks and you start to see your effect on things. Start to feel it. You know, I tell people, certain people, you know, when they got something going on that they can't get the answer to, can't seem to figure out, take a walk. Take a walk. Give yourself a few seconds. Not much. How we doing, Mark? I'm doing pretty good, my friend.
Stay right here, man.
Really?
So you headed down to work?
I'm going to the gym first.
Oh, you go? Okay, yeah, you're going to Planet Fitness first. Yeah, okay. I'll be down there a little later.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
I'm gonna try. Good to see you, my friend. Just having that feeling there. All right. I'm taking this walk. Not only is it helping you physically, but you get to see, feel, and get sort of an idea of where you're going. You know, literal and figurative. You get a sense of an idea of where you're going, where you're headed. Why you're headed there, so to speak. So many people don't know their why. It's like, you know you have to get up and do these things. You know these things are happening, but why is it happening? Morning. Why are these things happening? Why is this continuing to occur? Or why can't you get over a certain hump? You know, those are all things that I have to get within myself and understand that a lot of it is me. I'm not getting to the places that I need to get to, or I'm not hitting the milestones or goals that I need to hit because it's my effort. Nobody's impeding my progress. I can't say the same about you all because I don't know. There may actually be somebody stopping your progress. That was my case for my job so long ago that I actually had a person that was stopping my progress, that was impeding me from doing things, that was putting me down in every situation in front of every person that they could. And in turn, if I didn't have as big of a say-so in my job as I have right now, so back then I had to rely on certain people. Now I kind of don't. Everyone knows what I do, what I bring to the table, and what I mean. So now I was just doing my job and waiting for the opportunity that's going to come. I just need to be patient. But like, let's get back to that point. I don't know if you have someone in your life that's impeding your progress. Because we all, possibly, we may or may not have had, or we may or may not have, a teacher or even a parent, family member, whatever the case may be, a friend, a co-worker, or a fellow student that was actually trying to keep us down. But the one thing, to go all the way back to the beginning, is we stay on our toes, so to speak. We stay on our feet. We don't fall. We may sway back and forth a little bit, but we don't fall. The storm doesn't knock us down. We stay who we are. We stay determined, eyes focused and everything on our goals, on our aspirations, on our daily life. And our journey may take a little while longer, but the same things that happened before aren't happening now, so to speak. And because a lot of us don't pay attention to our progress. A lot of us do not pay attention to our progress. Whether it be, you go to the gym for, a lot of people go for different purposes. A lot of people go for the exact reason to be seen. They may not be there lifting, grunting, spitting, cursing. They may not be there for that. If you're there for that, then me and you are identical. Because while we grunt, spit, curse, growl, as I'm known to do, I'm not there just battling or trying to get in physical shape. I'm battling mental. I'm fighting shit. It is so true when people say, this is therapy for me. It really, truly is therapy for me. It is therapeutic. It is a great release when you're sitting up under a bar and this 350, 400 pounds on it. How you doing? Pretty good. It's 350, 400 pounds on that bar and it's just you. Sure, it's going to take your physical ability to get it off of you, but it's going to mean you're going to have to put into your head mentally. You're going to have to put into your will, your soul. It's not just your arms moving that bar, it's your toes too. You got to lock in everything. And the feeling you get when you push that 400 pounds off of you. The feeling you get when you push, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that's heavy to you, when you push that shit off of you, it's not just a physical feeling, because you're not going to see the physical feeling right away. Yeah, you may get a pump that may look good. You may get a pump that may look good in the mirror, but after a while, that pump fades. But what's still there? What's still right there? That achievement, that accomplishment. Like, damn, I just did that. I just did that. That accomplishment of seeing the sweat that's all over your gym clothes. That accomplishment. Like I said, you're not going to see the physical right away. So if your goal is to lose a certain amount of weight, that sweat right there is work. That sweat right there is proof that you got to get yourself right inside and out first. You got to lose so much shit on the inside first before you start losing on the outside. You just have to stay consistent. You have to stay the same. Your seasons can't change. I tell people all of the time, you're going to feel different first before you look different. Just like myself. I go to the gym damn near every day. Do I look like I can bench press 350 pounds? No, I don't. I'm only 220 pounds. That's not very big. 6'2", 220. Not very big. But like a friend of mine just saw me, just heard him say, look like you about to go jack something up. But it's that feeling that you get to know that, damn, I couldn't lift 350, 400 pounds a month ago. I may look a little different, clothes fit a little different, body looks a little different, chest sticking out a little more. But what do I feel? I'm not as tired. I'm more focused. Breathing a lot better. I'm able to walk, run a lot more. That's inside first. That's not just physical, though, but it's mental. It's mental. It's consistency. It's discipline. So tell people, you're going to feel that first. Your discipline is going to set in way, way quicker than you're going to see gains, so to speak, or losses. However you want to, whatever it is you're going to the gym for. You're going to continue to get up and go, get up and go, get up and go. And then you're going to start to see results once your body gets settled into, oh, this is an everyday thing now. We're actually changing. Then you'll begin to see physical change, but you must get the mental change first. Your mentality must change first. Your mentality with your food must change first. Your mentality with your lifestyle must change first. It's not only going to the gym for the physical aspect of it, I'm only speaking for myself, but the consistency and discipline that I show from getting up, going to the gym every day, is helping me mentally at work, more to focus, and not get ass pissed, even though I do still. I pissed yesterday, pissed the day before yesterday. But it's not as bad. I'm giving myself excuses now. But it's just having that consistency and discipline. That consistency and discipline to not only work on my physical, my mental, my emotional. Working on my physical, mental, my emotional is helping me in my marriage, helping me become a better father, become a better son, better brother, better friend. So it's not only the physical that you're going to see changes with. I'm not trying to give everybody a gym membership, but I'm saying this shit helps. All I'm saying is it helps. That's the reason why I growl, even though nobody sees me growl anymore because I haven't been on social media in like 2 months. But still, that fire is still there. I'm almost 41 years old, still ready at the drop of a dime when somebody throws the ball. Ready at the drop of a dime to tackle one of my coworkers. I love those folks. That's all due to getting up and being disciplined and consistent with myself. Disciplined and consistent with my everyday. Discipline and consistency is shown in this podcast because of the analytics of it. I love y'all. Appreciate that. Thank you. Let's keep riding. Let's keep growing. And more important, let's keep growling. Patience is a podcast.